5, Father.
5 o'clock, okay. Yes. And then you get a break.
Break, yeah.
About how much?
Maybe 10 minutes if you want.
Oh, 10 minutes. Most Albania, I like that. 10 minute break. Okay. Then we'll resume, and then we can go till
6?
6 or 6:10?
6:10.
You say 6:10?
Yeah.
Va bene. We're looking now at the seventh commandment, and sisters, there's too much here to cover time at our disposal. Let me choose the questions and then the answers with some commentary. First, the introduction. The seventh commandment in both the Old and New Testaments is a simple prohibition. You shall not steal. Now, as we Christians understand this precept, it forbids either taking or keeping, notice, either taking or keeping unjustly what belongs to someone else. However, it commands not only justice, but also charity in the use of earthly possessions and for the fruits of human labor. So it's not just not stealing. And stealing is taking what belongs to somebody else and watches without that person's reasonable position or reasonable permission. We do not steal. If we use, can you still hear?
Yes.
We do not steal if we use or even take what belongs to somebody else. If we can presume that other person's reasonable permission. Am I clear? In other words, I have something which belongs to somebody else. And I know that person well. He or she would have no objection to my either keeping it or using it. And that is not stealing. Most importantly, this commandment teaches that the right to private property is not absolute. This is very important. It must be consistent with a common good and governed by the will of God and fraternal charity. Just because somebody owns something doesn't mean that that person has unconditional right to that property. In other words, there is such a thing as the common good. And we don't have to go too far. Here in Calcutta are there many poor people? Very poor people. Yes. Are there some very rich people? Are there in Calcutta? Yes. And consequently, it is not that whatever, say, I have a legal right to belongs to me under the laws of God, because, sisters, we are all bound to share. And I'm saying a great deal because one reason why there are so many poor people, there are other reasons too, but one reason is because there are other people who will get rich, but get rich by keeping other people poor. Question 1082. To whom do the goods of creation belong? Sisters, hear it. They belong to the whole human race. And consequently, there is such a thing as sharing. Next question. Why then are these goods divided among people? They are divided among people to bring everyone security in their lives, which are exposed to destitution and threatened even by violence. So, people should not have a monopoly on this world's goods, so they get very rich, and others remain very poor. Next question. What or how is the right to private property related to promoting the common good? And, sisters, read it. These answers, by the way, are the teaching of the Catholic Church. Promoting the common good is primary, even though it requires respect for private property. Our first duty, sisters, is to share with others. What a statement. Our primary duty is not that we own, possess, or enjoy just for ourselves. How are owners the stewards of providence? Sisters, this catechism was not written 100 years ago. It was published under orders by the Holy Father, as we know, in this century. And who would remember in what year the catechism of the Catholic Church was published? Who would remember? This century, of course, 1992. Exactly on the 500th anniversary of the discovery of the New World. Remember the date that Christopher Columbus discovered the New World.
1492.
Somebody, please. October what?
1492.
12th. October the 12th. In America, it's called Columbus Day. Next question. Or better, let's answer the previous one. Our owners, the stewards of providence. They are stewards of providence because they have the duty to share the benefits of their possessions with as many other people as possible. Indeed, they are to reserve the better part. Hear it. This is Christianity. The better part for the guest, the sick person, and the poor. You may be surprised. My fellow Jesuits know that I have been teaching the Missionaries of Charity now my 25th year. And they asked me, John, when you teach the Missionaries of Charity, do you just tell them to, well, practice charity towards the poor? Do you also tell them, tell the sisters, to tell the rich people that they are to share what they have with others? Well, no, I can tell them. Yes, sisters, talk to rich people and tell them they have a duty to share.